Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. House Democrats say closed-door testimony from current and former State Department officials largely corroborates a whistleblower's complaint about President Trump's July phone call with the President of Ukraine. A former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be on Capitol Hill today to testify as part of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York says it's not right that GOP lawmakers are being barred from witness testimony.
Why can't those witnesses come to testify in front of us, too?
The White House is not cooperating with the inquiry, calling it illegitimate. Lawyers for both the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and Vice President Pence say they will not provide information requested by House Democrats. President Trump, foreign policy, and taxes were among the issues in last night's 2020 Democratic presidential debate in Ohio. The CNN New York Times event featured a dozen candidates staking positions along moderate and liberal lines. NPR's Jessica Taylor says gun control was also a topic for debate.
Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke has pushed for a ban on assault-style weapons after a shooter killed 22 people at a Walmart in his hometown of El Paso.
This is a country that loses 40,000 of our fellow Americans every year to gun violence. This is a crisis, and we've got to do something about it.
But O'Rourke was criticized by South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who said that forcing mandatory gun buybacks was too extreme.
The problem is in the polls. The problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal.
Several other candidates said they would rather focus on gun control measures that could pass a divided Congress, such as increased background checks. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Washington.
Pro-democracy lawmakers disrupted today's annual address by Hong Kong's chief executive. NPR's Julie McCarthy says the heckling prompted Carrie Lam to suspend her speech and deliver it later by video.
The chaos inside Hong Kong's Legislative Council, as Lam is shouted down, mirrors the tensions in the territory that have grown since protests began. A bill allowing extradition to China, which ignited the unrest, was to have been formally withdrawn today, a victory for protesters. But pro-democracy legislators shouted five demands, not one less. They want an inquiry of alleged police abuse of protesters, a demand the government rejects. As the protests have grown, so has hostility to mainland China. And legislators said the public has lost confidence in the chief executive, who is viewed as an instrument of Beijing. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Manila.
Dow futures are off 110 points this morning. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Northern California say people living near a fuel tank farm outside San Francisco are no longer being told to stay indoors. About 12,000 people near the facility were ordered to shelter in place when a fire erupted at NuStar Energy's Selby Terminal. It burned for roughly 7 hours yesterday. That terminal is about 30 miles northeast of downtown San Francisco. The Washington Nationals are heading to their first World Series. Last night, the Nats beat St. Louis 7-4 to complete a four-game sweep of the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series. NPR's Tom Goldman says Washington scored all its runs in the first inning and held on from there.
The first two rounds of Washington's increasingly special postseason were nervous affairs. The Nats needed late-inning comebacks to win the do-or-die wildcard game and the division series that followed. That wasn't the case against St. Louis. Washington took a 3-0 lead in the series and then exploded for 7 first-inning runs in last night's clinching Game 4. 36-year-old Howie Kendrick was named the series' most valuable player. He missed much of last season with an injured Achilles tendon. The Nats' breakthrough into their first World Series follows recent playoff underachieving. They lost in the division series 4 times in the last 7 years. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The Nationals will play either the New York Yankees or Houston Astros in the World Series. The Astros lead the Yankees 2-1 in the American League Championship Series. Game 4 of the ALCS is tonight at Yankee Stadium. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.